From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Getting a cab in New York and Philadelphia is tougher than usual today. Drivers are on strike, protesting requirements for global positioning devices that will track every trip, credit card machines, and television screens in the back seats. Drivers say installing the new technology will cost them and could make their jobs harder. Organizers in New York called the walkout a success because a large percentage of the drivers stayed home, but it seemed to cause only minor disruptions, as NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
In midtown Manhattan today, traffic was light, and a significant number of cabs whizzed by with customers in the back. But for the unfortunate few who were trying to hail a cab, it could be a frustrating long wait. Pamela Hardenberg is visiting from London and was standing on 42nd Street with her godson, both with luggage, and unable to hail a taxi after about 20 minutes of trying.
Sammy, we're not getting anywhere, are we?
Yeah, we're not getting anywhere.
What do you think? Says it's probably about a 20-25 minute walk. We might get one further along. I don't know.
Taxi drivers are striking for 2 days because they're upset with new requirements that they take credit cards and install a global positioning system device on their meters. The new technology also includes television monitors facing back seats. Baya Ravi Desai, an organizer with the striking New York Taxi Drivers Alliance, says the fees drivers will have to pay for credit card sales, along with the costs of operating the new GPS technology, puts an unfair burden on drivers. Desai says she's especially concerned about equipment, such as any kind of computer, that tends to break down.
They don't need an expensive technology on the meter of all places. If your meter doesn't work, you can't operate for hire. They might as well put water in the gas tank.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg downplayed the effect of the strike. And while he says there are costs associated with the new system, this upgrade was part of a deal that gave drivers a fare increase.
In return for which, you're going to have more business and presumably you'll get more tips, and you've gotten 2 fare increases. Is this good for the public riding in taxi cabs? More payment options, more information, more entertainment? All of that sounds to me good in every study that we've ever seen.
Taxi drivers are also striking in Philadelphia. Cabs there have the new GPS system, which doesn't provide directions, but merely tracks each trip and provides a way for customers to find lost items left in a taxi. But taxi driver and protest organizer Ronald Blunt says the GPS technology often freezes and doesn't work around tall buildings.
This system itself is not working. It's been in these cabs now for over a year. I mean, at some point, you got to realize it's not working.
The Philadelphia strike is set to end at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. In New York, even with a large number of drivers refusing to work, the impact was minimal compared to recent subway and bus disruptions. There were no traffic jams and no evidence of large-scale disruptions. Without the kind of clout that the mass transit workers are able to wield, it's unclear just how effective the 2-day strike will be. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.